The rep in Little Rock is winding down its production of Marie and Rosetta this week, with shows scheduled through Sunday, August 1st. Jonique Mitchell is an actress born and raised in Dallas, Texas, who plays gospel singer Marie Knight in this production. Jonique, thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited to talk to you today about this work. How did you get involved in this particular play?
I got involved through the director. The director, Steve Broadnax III, whom I admire, was the head of acting at my grad school program at Penn State University. And he had heard that I've done this show before, and I know that he's worked really close with the production. And so he got in contact with me, my representation, and we got on board. And of course I was gonna wanna do the show anyway, because I love working with Steve and I love this story.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the story? It is rather new. It premiered at the Atlantic Theater Company in 2016, and that's how Steve was sort of involved. So can you tell us, that maybe haven't gotten to see it yet, what's about?
Yeah, Marie and Rosetta is a story centered around Sister Rosetta Tharp. She is an Arkansas native. She is from Cotton Plant, Arkansas, actually. And this story, this particular play, centers around the relationship between Marie Knight, which was also her protege growing up. She was, Rosetta had gone to see her perform and decided to want to team up with her to kind of like change and shift her image. So she got Marie on. Marie was a little more, what we say in the show is high church, a little more traditional, right? And Rosetta was into swing. She was singing in both churches and clubs. And so the church kind of disowned Rosetta a little bit. And so she brought Marie on because she wanted to add a little bit of the traditional back into her act, into her gig life. And that's what happened. They came together and it was a collision, a powerful force of nature. They created a lot of work together. In the show, it says, we stormed the South and we conquered the North, and they did. Sister Rosetta Tharp was a brilliant artist. She was a woman ahead of her time. She was in a church gown with an electric guitar all in one. She was a proud queer Black woman. She was a Christian woman. She was all of these things in one concoction that was made her really a unicorn in that time. And this show centers around Marie coming to grips or mourning the memory of Sister Rosetta Tharp. And we get a chance to see Rosetta through the admiration that Marie had for her.
And you play Marie Knight. Were you familiar with her prior to this production?
I played Marie in Detroit, actually, This was 2018. I played Marie for the first time, and I fell in love with her character, because the journey that Marie has to take in this show is a journey of self-worth and owning that worth. And Rosetta teaches her that moment, teaches her that lesson, excuse me, of self-worth and walking into that self-worth and owning that self-worth. The entire show, you hear Rosetta tell Marie, you have to believe in yourself. You know, it doesn't help me if you don't believe that you can actually play the piano. You can play the piano better than me. So I fell in love with this character because it's a lot of lessons that I was learning in the moment when I first started to play Marie, and lessons that are never fully taught, right? Like, these lessons are things that we walk with and we talk with every day, every level that we level up to. It's just a renewing of honing my self-worth. And I think that's why I love Marie. I love her character.
Well, what a unique experience to get to play her in another play. What is it like to come back and explore this character some more?
You know, it's a dream. I have never been able to play a character twice, ever. So this is my first time being able to play a character twice. And when I got the opportunity to play Marie again, I did not hesitate, because, you know, you do the first production, and the thing is, you get as much information, you get as deep as you can for the first production. And then when you get a chance to do another one, you get to dive even deeper. And this time I have a different director, so he has a different take on the story, which is beautiful. I also have a different Rosetta, so she has a different take on Rosetta. And it feels like there is a lot of similarity, of course, because it's the same story, but it's a different show. And that's the beauty of it, because I get to dig even deeper into Marie's humanity in this production. So that was a beautiful experience to have and to continue to have. I'm continuing to find new things during the production now as we're running.
And what's it been like working with such a small cast? It's a two-woman play and one director.
Well, let me tell you something. Mickey Braden is a force of nature. She is a powerhouse in full definition. I mean, stepping in, and just the way Mickey would show up to rehearsal and like, and her energy that she gives. She gives Rosetta so much truth and so much groundedness that I have to step up to the plate. Like, I have to step up to the plate so that we can be eye level and play together. And I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed, like I said, the energy in the room, the energy between specifically myself, Mickey, my Rosetta, Sister Rosetta Tharp, and our director, Steve Broadnax III. The energy between just the three of us was magnetic. And it's something that, especially after coming off of COVID and pandemic and theater being non-existent in the physical form, it is something that I didn't know that I needed. It was so healing to be in this rehearsal process. I continue to rave about that. Everyone keeps asking me, well, how's your experience? It was like church. It was like church. There was so much of us in this story. It's not even funny. There's so much of who we actually are in these characters. It makes for a beautiful, a deeper, and a meaningful experience.
Well, Marie is a musician. Is Jarnique a musician? Do you have to perform?
You know what? Not yet. I'm not even going to say no, because I'm going to claim it. I really want to get into guitar. I have a guitar. Mm-hmm. And my mom has a piano at our house, and I want to learn how to play the piano. So, and I'm learning how to read music and all this stuff. So my musical talents, my musicianship is loading.
And do you have to perform any songs or pretend to play the piano at all during this play?
We do. We both are assimilating playing the piano and assimilating playing the guitar. And it's fun because our pianist Julia and our guitarist Matt, they are fire. And so sometimes it's interesting, like especially on the piano, when we catch the spirit, like when you catch the spirit on a piano, like on a church piano, you catch the spirit, there's no telling where your hands are going to go. And every time Julia plays, because we've had enough rehearsals, right? I kind of know, like, this is the end of the piano she's going to be. And when she is going to shout with the piano, which is like to get happy with the piano, she's probably going to go like on the high end of the piano. And so I kind of, it's really cool to work energy, like connect energies with Julia playing the piano. I mean, I'm not perfect on the piano by far. I'm not a pianist. I want to be. I'm an aspiring pianist, but I'm not a pianist at all. But assimilating, my hands get so tired. What she is doing is nothing less than magic. What our pianist is doing, it's magic. No, and we just keep up. We just go. And we've all gotten to the point where we can just groove now. We just vibe together. So that's a beautiful thing.
It sounds so fun. And this other element that I thought was pretty fun is that you've been doing it outdoors at War Memorial uh-huh. Park under a tent. I think the first time the rep has had some of these outdoor performances. Mm. How does that change things for you?
Well, it's kind of cool because it's set up to be like a tent revival. And I'm from Texas. And so I was raised Baptist Christian. And so tent revivals in the South are a very common thing in my culture. And a lot of times it can vary as the reason why they wanted to gain more people, or Black people didn't have access to indoors, or it could be a plethora of reasons, especially if you go to the time period of Sister Rosetta Tharp. But it just felt so home to be like, have theater on location. It's almost like film. but not. So it was beautiful to have. I always say, because you know we have to switch back and forth because we have to keep up with weather and heat index. So we sometimes perform inside and sometimes we perform outside. I love performing outside. The only challenge is the heat. But other than that, the park around us is living. You can hear trees, you can hear birds, you can hear laughter. It's just something about the atmosphere for me that feeds the story. And the way it was built for the tent. So it's supposed to be this small, intimate, energetic, impactful hour and a half, right? It's like, come here, sit close, let me tell you this story. That's what it's supposed to feel like. And that's what it feels like outside. It's a beautiful thing. They pass out tea and lemonade and church fans, and it makes me feel like I'm in my granddaddy's church. And I love that. It speaks to the Southern girl in me like no other.
And you mentioned that heat index. You guys, I should note, you guys will be moving indoors at the Rep for your final performances because it is going to be so hot. So never fear, there is some air conditioning coming your way.
Yes, yes, yes.
While this is perhaps a fictionalized version of what occurred between these two women, you know, these are still real African-American women who had this huge impact on music. What does it mean to you to be sharing that piece of history with your audiences?
I think it's extremely necessary. I think, especially in the time that we are now, where Black history is threatened to be taken away and erased, and it's being refuted, like the teaching of Black history is being refused or altered or palatable. I think so many of us, so many Black people, we don't really know our history because it's being taken away and erased and washed away and whitewashed and all these things. So to be able to, in a sense, revive a giant in music, period, but in Black history, to revive this woman, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, because Marie Knight had her own journey as well. But without Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I don't believe Marie Knight would have been able to dig into herself and find what she, at the end, did find in herself, making music on her own. It is without Sister Rosetta Tharpe, there would be no Elvis, there'll be no Johnny Cash. We love Jimi Hendrix, there'll be no Jimi Hendrix. She was the OG, which is why she's the godmother of rock and roll as of recently. But we should know who Sister Rosetta Tharpe is, and she should have been given her flowers when she was here. But I think the best we can do is continue to tell her story in many icons and giants like her, because we didn't just start having Black excellence. Black excellence has always been here.
Well, thank you so much. Marie and Rosetta is on stage at the Rep through Sunday, and you can find tickets and more information at therep.org. Jarnique, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you for having me.